My father and my mother had a small glass workshop. My father was a grinder and mirror maker. So where edges had to be polished or bevels had to be grounded or where mirrors had to be relaid or laid, this was the workshop of Hugo Moje.
When World War II started, I was 3.5 years old.
My father was drawn to be a soldier. My mother ran the small workshop that existed in Hamburg, a glass workshop. And so this went on as good as was possible to do.
What are your earliest memories of your early childhood?
Well, when it does come to those, it's the bombing nights in over Hamburg in the early years of the war.
In broad daylight, mighty squadrons roar across the North Sea. Over Hamburg, Germany's principal seaport and number one war center, tons of bombs rain from the skies. Aerial photographs show the results. 7 square miles of Hamburg's war industries, docks, military installations, flattened and in ruins. Water mains, gas and electric plants destroyed. Hamburg as a war center, a base for submarines, is virtually wiped off the map.
Well, the house and workshop were separate from each other. The workshop survived, fortunately, and during the war, first my mother ran the workshop with some workmen who were not drawn into the war. And this worked until the home was bombed out, and I think my mother then passed the responsibility on to one of these men. She found work in the area. There was a large steel work, and she worked there with the canteen. And this is why I then, as a small child with 4.5 years, as so many children from Hamburg, had been sent out to foster parents in other parts of Germany, which were not affected by the war. So I ended up close to Dresden in a village, and there I have my first impression of a country life, because I ended up on a farm, and I was, as a 4.5 year one, in foster care in the woods, so to speak. I must say, I have very fond memories of these years. They were wonderful. Something that I never would have experienced in a city life.
You were separated from all the family when you went out there?
Oh, yes. Oh, yes. There was no family in the area. From Hamburg, it's about away 350 kilometers. But it's a total different dialect. When my mother came to visit, she was surprised that with her, I spoke the dialect of someone from Hamburg, and with the people, I spoke the dialect of Saxonian, where I lived. Not many people lived there. As a child, you're on your own. And that's what I possibly learned, to be on my own, to be occupied anyway. I never have been bored in my life. There's always has been something I could draw from. And when it does come to the worst, I must be able to draw for myself. And I think that may be one gift that has this countryside presented to me, that I have learned to go into the woods, to be on my own and to appreciate and to adventure. It was once when my mother came up and we brought her back to the train. And she was hugging me, and then I said, "Oh, Elsbeth, Elsbeth, she wants to take me, please, please, please." Elsbeth was one of the daughters of the farmer, and so I feared that my mother wanted to take me back to Hamburg. So it must have been a happy time there.
Did you see your father very much during those years?
No, he came once over. Once he had a little holiday. And we saw him. That was the only time I saw him. Between 4.5 and 9 years, as it was just this one time that we had contact with him, direct contact. But there was certainly the usual contact via letters, and you didn't phone in those years. This was the only way how to be in contact. As far as I know, he was stationed in Holland, so he was not far away from our place. And he was, which is wonderful, he was a chef in the army. And so he had a relatively good life when it does come to the eating. But otherwise, I can't assume that any life with the army is very amusing. I had to walk to the school about 3.5 kilometers over the highway. And so we were very much aware of the fights in the air, and the Russian fighter jets, they flew down the highways and they nailed down what they ever could nail down. And so it was always this tuck, 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 tuck. That is, came up to you and just jumped to the side of the road and got into the woods. Later, after the fatal bombing of Hamburg, my mother came as well, because then our home was bombed, and so she came over to join me. And that was in the last year of the war. And then certainly towards the end of the war, when the fighting troops of the Soviet army came through and occupied the villages and took off with the cows and whatever was there. And this certainly is still in your memory. But I, even as a kid, was involved to clean out the food stock of the army-occupied warehouses. So I ran home from the next village with a bag of sugar on my shoulder. And we, at least we had sugar and we had something to bargain for.